then lots of times you can fry it brown enough you can eat the rind.
It's that good crisp, but it's good.
Yeah, that's what they call meat rind.
When you butchered a hog, did you do anything else? Did you grind meat up?
Grind some of it into sausage, you know, see? You take, for instance, part of the shoulder, and there'd be some of the other meat, be sausage meat, and grind that up and make that into sausage.
Did you grind the liver up?
No, we used to always, we always just put the liver and eat it up, you know, see?
Uh-huh. Did you use the blood?
No, we never did use the blood. It would be good for, we never did use that.
Did you use the head?
Yes, you take the head now and make what they call head cheese.
Uh-huh.
It's good too, awful good.
Did you ever take the juice from that and put cornmeal in it?
No, I don't remember they ever did that. We used to always take them brains out, you know, and fry them with eggs. They're awful good then. Just awful good.
That's a special treat, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What in particular do you call this part of the hog?
Jewel.
Is that supposed to be good?
Yeah, awful good. You can take those jewels and cure them with the rest of your meat, and they're just fine to cook the next summer with beans or something, you know.
I heard that makes the best bacon.
Oh, it does. It's awful good. They call it jewel meat.
Uh-huh.
You bet you it's good.
If you hung your meat outside in the summertime, what would happen to it?
Well, the darn bugs and flies, first one thing and then two would ruin it.
Uh-huh.
Now, there is a way we used to. I had a big box for a while, a great big box, and I'd go to work and put down some meat and then put down some sawdust,
uh-huh,
or oats or shelled corn or anything like that on it.
Uh-huh.
That'd keep all the insects clear away, and then you just dig down in and get you out a piece of meat when you got ready.
Oh, it wouldn't spoil.
No, that's right. After you cured it and smoked it, put it down in there and your bugs and things can't get on it, see.
Is that what made it spoil?
Yeah, the darn bugs and things, you know, to eat on it and cause it to spoil. Oh. That is, it'll cause it, wouldn't be good like it would be out of that box that way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there ain't no finer meat. No way than just to take a plain salt and salt it good, and then go to work and smoke it good. Just hang it up. Then you've really got some good meat. Hang it up for a while, you know, and then when summer and spring goes to coming along or something other like that, then put it down this box and take it out any time you want it during the summer. We have before now wrapped it brown paper just real tight, so the bugs and things can't get in it, and then just lay it away somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of answers the purpose, but it don't get strong as much if you put it down, put it in either oats or something other like that. That'll kind of preserve it a little bit.
What happens to butter when it gets old?
Well, it just tastes kind of funny, and it's got to be used then for, oh, say for to place a lard or something like that instead of using it for butter.
It makes pretty expensive lard.
Yes. Now we now churn some butter. I noticed at noon she didn't have the butter on the table. She had just a margarine butter. But sometimes we churn quite a little bit of butter too.
Uh-huh.
I like it. She doesn't like it any better than she does the other. So we have both kinds, you know, see?
Uh-huh.
That's the way it is.
Do you have any special expression for milk that's just beginning to turn sour?
We call it blinky.
And
blinky milk.
And what if it's already curdled?
Well, we call that sour milk or clobber milk.
Clobber milk.
That's right.
And how about taking milk and putting it in boiling water? And you use the chunks for anything? You call that?
Oh, yeah, she can make cheese out of that, you know. That's what she calls cheese out of that.
Is that regular cheese?
Well, no, it's a different thing to what we call cheese, but cottage cheese, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty nice, too.
Uh-huh. They call it anything else when you were a boy?
No.